Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has taken center stage in the Senate today. She is President Biden's pick to fill an upcoming vacancy on the Supreme Court, and she has nearly a week of confirmation hearings ahead of her. Here's how Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, introduced Jackson.
At the end of the day, the president alone chose you. He's put his faith in you to deliver justice to the highest level of the court. I share that faith.
If confirmed, Judge Jackson would be the first Black female justice on the nation's highest court. For more, we're joined now by NPR Deirdre Walsh, who covers Congress. Hi, Deirdre.
Good afternoon, Celeste.
So we have heard the opening remarks from the Senate Judiciary Chair and ranking member, among others. Can you give us a taste of how these hearings have begun?
Well, as you noted already, Durbin really talked about the historic nature of the day. He talked about it being a proud day for America. He stressed the fact that Judge Jackson would be the first Black woman on the Supreme Court. And he really tried to stress that in terms of her long record. He went through all of her different positions on the District Court of Appeals, her role as a federal judge, her role on a bipartisan sentencing commission. And then he started to sort of pre-butt some of the anticipated Republican attacks that some others on the Senate Judiciary Committee have already started to make against her. Durbin referred to her rulings in the Sentencing Commission and stressed that that was a bipartisan commission, sort of trying to push back already, even before the questioning begins, in terms of some of the things that she can expect from Republicans. On the Republican side, the top Republican, Chuck Grassley, he talked about, you know, he intended this to be a fair and thorough examination of her judicial record. He said this wasn't going to be like the confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation process in 2018. He was one of President Trump's nominees to the Supreme Court. And Grassley still clearly was a little upset about how those went and said that, you know, people interrupted him at the time he was the chairman of the committee, and he pledged that this was going to be civil. But Grassley also did raise some questions about an outside group called Demand Justice and their support of Judge Jackson's nomination, signaling that he would be asking about, you know, sort of the role of some of these outside groups.
So the Senate confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson as a federal judge last year, and she passed with some bipartisan support. What concerns are we expecting to hear from Republicans? Maybe some specifics about those concerns you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, she did receive three votes from Republicans for that position. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, Maine Senator Susan Collins, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski did vote for her then, but they have all said, you know, this is a lifetime appointment, so they want to ask more thorough questions about her entire record. And they said that their vote for her previously would not necessarily guarantee a vote for her for the Supreme Court slot. So already you can see Republicans today raising questions about her role as a public defender and whether or not she was, quote, soft on crime. They're raising questions about some of her rulings then and some of her sentencing decisions and whether or not she was too light on some of the people that came before her to be sentenced, signaling that that's going to be something that she's going to be asked about, you know, when they start the questions tomorrow.
Deirdre, we only have about 30 seconds, but this is an opportunity for senators to make a mark on national TV. Some of these senators hope to be president someday. What are you watching for in terms of political statements?
Well, there are three Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, who are all potential 2024 Republican presidential candidates. Yeah. This is a national hearing that a lot of people are watching. I think they're going to use it as a platform to talk about some of the conservative positions they have and what they view as what a Supreme Court justice should be like. And I think that they're going to try to, you know, use their moment to make a mark.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.